This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But let's get to Pete. Let's talk to Pete, joining us now on the line from collegefootballnews.com. You can follow him at Pete Futek over there on Twitter as well. Pete, how you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. How you been?
We're doing well. I mean, I'm looking forward to this this bowl season. I know it's underway, but really, you've got the Final Four coming up tomorrow or coming up on Saturday. And the Rose Bowl, obviously, we're very interested in with the Badgers and culminating their season. Let's start with the Badgers first and foremost. I mean, had the Badgers not stumbled in Illinois, would they have ended up being a Final Four team, do you think, or not? Because all the argument was, had they beaten Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game, they would have definitely been in the Final Four.
If they had beaten Illinois and beaten Ohio State, yes, they'd have been in the Final Four. If they had beaten Ohio State in the Big Ten championship, no, because of that loss to Illinois and the previous loss to Ohio State. But yeah, it would have been interesting. If they were 12-1 with a Big Ten championship, they'd have absolutely been in the college football playoff. But you know, that goes for a couple years ago as well, where they were right there. They were driving with a chance, and that's their 12-0, and they just came up short, and that turned out to be the difference between going to the college football playoff and going off to the Orange Bowl. So they would have, but you know what? They're not that good. They're good, but this is not as good a team as certainly Clemson, LSU, or Ohio State. Maybe Oklahoma, yeah, I'd give them a puncher's chance against the Sooners. But, you know, going to the Rose Bowl and beating Oregon, that's a tough enough task as is.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. What does Oregon bring to the table that's really going to give the Badgers problems?
Their lines. You know what? They've got the lines that can more than hang with what the Badgers do. Utah is all about power, and Oregon was able to handle that power without a problem. They're not going to have that big an issue with the physical toughness of the Badgers. So they've got the lines, and they've got the talent. Justin Herbert's an NFL first-round caliber quarterback. They've got a lot of speed. They've got a lot of athleticism. They've got the NFL skill to come out there, and if they play their best game, to just rip through the Badgers. But Wisconsin just got to have to play Wisconsin's brand of ball. They just have to be mistake-free, control the clock, and they do have to get Jonathan Taylor going. They do have to get their power game going and hope that that's going to be enough to offset what they do. But you will be surprised that Oregon is just as physical and just as tough, because you think Pac-12, and you think, yeah, there's no way they're that nasty. But they've got the guys up front in the trenches to really be able to do some big things. I like the Badgers in this, though. I like what they can do. But again, in terms of just pure talent, watch out, because this is a very, very, very good Oregon team.
Now I want to ask about the Final Four, and there's a lot obviously being made at regarding LSU and what they have going on, and that's the team to beat. How balanced is the Final Four? I mean, how legitimate does, say, Ohio State or Oklahoma, how legitimate Clemson do they have a shot at winning this thing?
There are three teams. If you put them in the bag and you take one of them out, you've got the right one. It's Ohio State, Clemson, and LSU are dead even talent-wise. If you want to throw Alabama into the mix, there's at least 20% of your NFL draft coming up. I mean, they're just so ridiculously good on so many different levels, all three of these teams. LSU, I like a little more out of the three of them, just because that offense has been tested. There's one thing for Ohio State to beat Wisconsin twice and to beat Michigan and to do what this Buckeye team's been able to do. But LSU's been roasting, you know, Auburn. They roasted Alabama. They roasted Georgia with that defense. And even like a team like Texas on the road. Now, the one X factor here is, we don't really know what Clemson is. They haven't played a team that's ranked in the college football playoff top 25, much less beaten one. But on the flip side of it is, they needed this time. They needed to kind of tweak some things. They needed to revamp that defensive front that was so great last year. Trevor Lawrence had to go through a little bit of sophomore growing pains this year. Now he's turned out to be phenomenal. and everything sort of kicked in for Clemson. So I will not be shocked by anything in this college football playoff unless Oklahoma beats LSU in the semifinal.
I was going to ask you. You talked about the talent of the NFL coming up in this year's draft, and you look at a team like Ohio State, who has three legitimate Heisman candidates. You look at what's going on with Clemson. Obviously, they're defending national champion. LSU, I mean, their quarterback probably going to go first or second overall, most likely. And we'll see if he doesn't end up in Cincinnati before it's all said and done. Who would be the first quarterback? Because Tua is another guy that people are talking about. Could he go first? Could obviously Oklahoma's got a hell of a quarterback. Who do you think goes first in the NFL draft?
Oh, it could be Joe Burrow. I mean, if Tua Tagovailoa was 100% healthy and didn't have the hip injury, he'd be number one. If Trevor Lawrence was eligible to go this year, he would be number one. And he's definitely going to be number one next year. Would have been number one overall pick last year. He's the best of the bunch. If you want to ask who's the best college player in college football, it is Trevor Lawrence. He might not have had the best season, but that's the guy. That's the number one overall pick of number one overall picks. But it's going to be Burrow. He's got the size. He's got the makeup. He's got the accuracy. He's probably going to be a Cincinnati Bengal with Chase Young going number two. But you're right, Jalen Hurts has turned himself into a top 50 pick, maybe not a...
You there?
Justin Herbert's going to be fantastic again. The Badgers are going to see him in the Rose Bowl. There's a guy who, if he had left early, he would have been what Daniel Jones is. He would have been on the New York Giants this season. So the Badgers get to see that up close and personal. Jake Fromm's going to be an early pick. So there's a lot of really good quarterbacks out there. And then, like you said, where is Tua going to go? Because we're not going to know exactly how healthy he is until at least after the draft.
Going back to the Badgers and the Rose Bowl, has the Rose Bowl lost its luster?
No, I would actually say the flip side of it, where it's the one bowl out there that has been able to maintain its luster, for lack of a better word, is that they've been able to maintain it, mainly because it's the Rose Bowl. It is the tradition. It is the one game that it's right smack dab in the middle of everyone's New Year's Day. It is Pasadena. It's the optics. It's the granddaddy of it all and all that kind of stuff. And it's the one that people are still going to watch and care about always because, right now you've got the Cotton Bowl that's going to come up, but that's going to be played at the same time as Notre Dame and Iowa State, and you can't really tell the difference now between which is the Peach, which is the Fiesta, they're all kind of the same games and kind of these same stadiums. You know when you're watching the Rose Bowl. So to me, all these other bowls have kind of meshed into one, and then the Rose Bowl is on top of the bowl heap, and then there's the college football playoffs after that.
Pete, before I let you go, your pick to win it all.
I'm going to say LSU and be very sheepish about it because, again, Ohio State's that good. Clemson's absolutely that good. I think Clemson beats Ohio State. I think LSU gets by Oklahoma. This LSU thing is just a monster. Their defense hadn't even shown up until late in the season. Joe Burrow and this offense is terrific. Certainly there's a question about Clyde Edwards-Helaire and his injured hamstring, but I think LSU is going to be the team that gets this done. And if it's not, my number two choice in all this is Clemson. I think since no one's really seen Clemson play for the last 2 months, they've sort of been forgotten about, but they are really, really good too.
Always great to talk, Pete. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the holidays. We'll chat again soon, okay?
Absolutely. Have a good one.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. That's Pete Futek of collegefootballnews.com. That's collegefootballnews.com joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.